It was 2009 started, or?
Yes, no,
May,
end of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 8.
No, officially we started October 2007, but we got first funding in January 2008. And then it took about 4 months after that we actually got to call everyone and had our first meeting in May 2008.
Yeah,
May.
Yeah, first meeting was to May 2008, but prior to that we met in October 2007 and we discussed opening something like that.
Mm-hmm. And what was the reason behind trying to get,
the people out of their houses,
yeah,
old people and things
just,
like,
you know,
that.
Like the people who are living alone, you know, like, and like I can give an example for myself, you know, like I lost my husband about 9 years ago. I think I was very depressed, very lonely, just things like that. You know, like I think 50 plus is the best thing happened in my life. You know, like
yeah,
coming out of the house, meeting people, discussing your problems with, you know, like I think that was the start of changing in my life. You know, yeah, and that was the reason. Yeah,
that sounds very good.
Yeah,
that's really useful.
The aim of the Asian Number 50 Club was because our senior citizens were getting very, very lonely, isolated. They were vulnerable. They didn't get out. They had a lot of mental problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we decided that we would form a club which would bring the senior citizens out. So we started to meet every 15 days, and we had, I think, 40 members.
Yeah, 40.
Over 40,
yeah.
Almost,
yeah,
40,
yeah,
members.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody comes all the time, but...
But we have.
But
we
between
have
20 to 30 always there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between 30 members would attend,
yeah,
the meetings. Now, and the people are quite generally happy with the club.